This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Friday, April 17th. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, the Environmental Almanac checks out the rapping talent of students at a Champaign school. And meteorologist Ted Kieser's forecast is also coming up. First, a look at today's news. The administration at the University of Illinois at Springfield has been under fire recently. As Jenna Dooley reports, the campus senate discusses a resolution today that, if approved, represents an expression of no confidence in the chancellor's leadership ability.
Earlier this week, faculty members cast secret ballots on how confident they are in the school's athletic director and Chancellor Richard Ringeisen. The vote came after three coaches resigned last month, two with the softball program. The team was called back from a trip to Florida after concerns were raised, although no other details have been released. U of I President Joseph White told the campus in an email that he supports the chancellor and the athletic department's response to the undisclosed incident. However, many faculty members want the university's Board of Trustees to conduct an investigation. UIS Provost Terry Berman calls the resolution unfair and warns its adoption could have an impact on student enrollment, which would harm the institution financially. I'm Jenna Dooley.
The federal economic stimulus contains millions of dollars in research funding, money that the U of I is competing for against dozens of other research institutions. And that's putting an unprecedented burden on the office that handles grant applications, which has already seen a big increase in grants over the past 5 years. The director of the Office of Sponsored Programs and Research Administration, Kay Young, says they're still getting a handle on the crush of activity.
We can't staff for what we don't know about yet. It's really going to be a concerted effort of the existing staff to just sort of shoulder the burden and do what we can. My management team and I are looking at what tasks we can parse off to keep the subject matter experts working on the really critical issues.
Young says temporary staff may be able to handle the rest of the workload. The U of I says the federal government itself is also undergoing a flood of requests for grants from the National Institutes of Health, the Department of Energy, and other agencies that have gotten billions of dollars in research money. Federal officials expect a 60% increase in grant activity over the next 6 months. Chicago-based General Growth Properties may be looking to sell more of its high-profile properties as it works through bankruptcy. The second-largest mall operator in the U.S., which runs Champaign's Marketplace Mall, filed for Chapter 11 yesterday. Mike Rhee has more.
General Growth has total assets valued at more than $29 billion, but its liabilities top $26 billion. Joel Bloomer is a real estate business analyst with Morningstar. He says General Growth will most likely operate under tight lender control during the bankruptcy.
My guess is that they're hoping they can do this for a period of time, maybe a few years, until the economic picture improves, where they can either look into selling some properties piecemeal, or maybe the company gets back to a situation where it can actually cover its debt service.
In a phone conference with reporters, General Growth's president, Tom Nolan, said the company would consider selling its more strategic assets if the price were right. The company owns 7 malls in Illinois, including Watertower Place and Northbrook Court. I'm Mike Rhee.
The operator of a jewelry store at Champaign's Marketplace Mall says most changes coming out of the bankruptcy announcement won't impact the common shopper. Eric Connery's family owns Baubles. He says he knew the news was coming for the past several months, but he believes having a lease intact makes his store an asset instead of a liability. Connery recently renewed the lease for another year. He says other than some possible changes in management, it should be business as usual at the mall.
Their financial problems is so far beyond the mall level, you know, how it would affect us. You know, I don't foresee anything changing for the negative. The only thing that I could really see happening is maybe you'll have some different people in different positions, and change is not always a bad thing.
Connery says General Growth is just a company that needs time to get its finances restructured, and he expects its ownership of the Champaign Mall to remain intact. Prosecutors say a video of a mother allegedly encouraging her daughter to beat up another girl shows a crowd of up to 15 people watching the confrontation. Champaign County State's Attorney Julia Reet says the crowd cheered as Dawn Morris of Champaign told her daughter to beat up the other girl at Centennial Park. Both girls are 15. Morris is being held on a preliminary charge of contributing to the criminal delinquency of a juvenile. She's due in court today. Police say the girls fought Tuesday near the Centennial High School. Someone recorded the fight with a cell phone camera, then posted the video on the YouTube website. School officials found out about this site and called police. The site's been taken down. Police say neither girl was seriously injured. Reed says both have been released to family members after they were arrested on preliminary charges of aggravated battery. Former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich's chief of staff says he plans to plead guilty to charges brought against him when he and the governor were arrested back in December. Robert Wildebor has that story.
At his arraignment on Thursday, Harris pleaded not guilty, but his attorney Terry Eckel told the judge that they are cooperating with prosecutors and expect to work out a deal and change their plea in the next 30 days.
We anticipate that Mr. Harris may be called as a witness in the trial of the governor and others. And if he is called as a witness, he will again provide truthful testimony concerning matters that he has knowledge of.
Matters that he has knowledge of would include allegations against the governor, but could also extend to corruption in local government. Harris held several jobs in Chicago Mayor Richard Daley's administration before he joined the governor's staff. Harris was just one of three Blagojevich co-defendants in court yesterday. Fundraiser Chris Kelly and Springfield businessman William Cellini both pleaded not guilty. I'm Robert Wildebor.
For the latest newscast online, go to will.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. In this week's Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor takes his show on the road.
Today's Environmental Almanac comes to you from Stratton Elementary School in Champaign. This spring, some of the fourth graders here have been working with University of Illinois students enrolled in a service learning program called Community Stewardship through Environmental Education. Through this program, the university students have taught the school children about some of the invasive species that are disrupting aquatic ecosystems in Illinois, and they've collaborated with them on projects designed to create public awareness about these creatures. The students from Stratton chose to communicate their messages in song. First up, we're water fleas.
We're water fleas. We're water fleas, we're like bees, we have sharp spikes on our knees. We can also spread with a lot of ease.
We're water fleas.
There's no way it can stop me, there's no way it can stop me. I bring down your fishing industry with a small army. I beat up your natives and your fish can't eat me. There's no way it can stop me, there's no way it can stop me.
We're water fleas.
Next, fishhook flea rap.
Yo, yo, Mr. Fish, hook flea. You're jumping to me, $1 billion fishing industries.
I want to get rid of you and set my lake free. I'm not sure how, but prevention is key.
Once you hear your hearts get out, you clog up my nest and make my fish bow.
So listen up, everybody, have no fear. If you want these pests gone, clean up your gear.
This one's called Zebra Mussel Scalawags.
Yo-ho, yo-ho, we'll take your ship.
Yo-ho, we're zebra mussels, you know. We'll clog up your pipes, we'll drive up the price. Yo-ho, yo-ho, we'll take your water and you won't know where it goes. Yo-ho, yo-ho, the lake will overflow. You'll never be able to catch us, you know. You can't stop us. Yo-ho, yo-ho, we came from Russia. Now you better shasha.
Next up, Zebra Mussel Pirate Song.
Yo-ho, yo-ho, if you want to get rid of these zebra mussels, then heed this advice and listen up.
They come over here from the Caspian Sea till they're dumped in our lakes and then they're free. They travel in groups, they clog up our pipes, they kill native mussels and cause a great fright. Yo-ho, yo-ho, preventing their spread is the key.
This one's Rusty Crayfish Blues.
Don't want you here. We want you gone. Go away. We won't be bait. We'll clean our boats. You're not our pet. If only you. If only you go away.
And finally, we are crayfish.
We are crayfish, we are crayfish, we are crayfish.
We are the mighty crayfish, and we came from Ohio. Our legs of crayfish we aren't taken care of, so, and we are very dangerous, you know. We eat the eggs of native fish. Your poor fish don't make it out of the dish. Those fish make a tasty dish. If you swim in our lakes, we will make you dance. If you swim in our lakes, we will make you dance, because we will pinch your pants.
Rusty Crayfish and Others. You can hear these songs again and see videos created by other groups from the Community Stewardship Project at the Environmental Almanac website. You're also invited to the Nab the Aquatic Invaders Community Stewardship Fair, where all of the groups involved with the program will be presenting their projects. The fair, which is free and open to all, takes place on Thursday, April 23rd, from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Champaign Public Library.
Rob Cantor is a writer with the University of Illinois Environmental Council. Learn more or listen again at WILL.illinois.edu. And you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette.
Our weather forecaster Mike Sola says we should see a wonderful day today, a not-so-bad day tomorrow for most of the two-state area, and Sunday, well, maybe a little rain moving in. For today, across the two-state area, mostly sunny, highs ranging from 60 near Lake Michigan to 75 in far southern Illinois. We could hit 73 here in Champaign-Urbana this afternoon. Mostly clear skies tonight, lows ranging from 37 in northwest Illinois to near 50 in the far south, a low 48 in Champaign-Urbana. For tomorrow, another partly sunny day in our area with a high near 70, mostly sunny in Indiana, a few showers developing in western and southern Illinois, and highs across Illinois and Indiana ranging from 64 in the north to 75 in southern Indiana, cooler near Lake Michigan. Looking ahead for the Champaign-Urbana area, Saturday night cloudy with showers arriving, low 47. Sunday cloudy and cooler with periods of rain and maybe a thunderstorm, the high near 60. Some showers on Sunday night with a low of 42. Then Monday mostly cloudy and cooling off with occasional showers and the high only around 50. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Friday, April 17th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, The Afternoon Magazine, Agricultural Programming, and other helpful information on our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.